Hello, hi there, it's not Michael.
Yes.
Hi there, it's Shay calling from MMA League. Are you okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
Good, good. And it was myself who tried to give you a call a couple of minutes ago.
Right.
But you could learn the first line of the person you post spoke to before.
Sorry, say it again.
Just for data protection, could you confirm the first line of your address and your postcode, please?
32 Millhall Avenue, KA32TA.
Okay, we've got a different address on file. Is there
Was
anything
it
else?
number 10 Campbellton Drive?
That's the one, mate, yeah.
Aye, that's where I've just moved to. I thought you said mold one. It's KA31JS.
Brilliant, fantastic. All right, mate, that'll do. Thank you very much. So the reason for the call, Michael, just to let you know that we've finally got your care records back, and your medical records back. So we're in a position to progress the claim to the next stage. Just wanted to clarify because I've got here that you were in Easter House from 1990 to 1993. And then from 93 to 97, you were in Balrossie. The chronology that the councillor provided, it does state that you were in care prior to August 1996, but that you haven't got exact date of placement. He then said that from the 14th of August up until the 5th, the 14th of August 96 up until the 5th of March 98, that you were in placement in Kibble, and then from March 1998 you were released, and then that was it. You left care then. So would you say that that's pretty accurate to an
Right,
accurate
so
reflection?
I was in Balrossie that you I didn't hear you mention that there, sorry.
Yeah, Balrossie in Kilmalcolm. So
Aye, Kilmacombe, aye.
it says the only records that they hold is from 14th of August 1996. Did you hold records that would imply that you were in care prior to that date? It's just that they haven't got any dates to provide us. So that was
No.
probably the Easter House that you've referred to, and then from there, the one that they have established will more than likely be Balrossie. So as long as you're happy with those, then that's fine. I just didn't want to progress and that, you know, that there's something else that's there, or get this further information that we can find. So
Right.
as I said before, the next stage is a witness statement. Now, all that is just a telephone conversation with myself or a member of my team. We basically create the chronology in the form of a witness statement, and we just discuss your time in care and in time and placements. The reason that we do this is, firstly, it's a requirement from Scottish Redress that you must submit it with your application. And the reason that they get you to do that is because your witness statement will determine how much compensation you're awarded.
Right.
So basically, the more impactful and the longer the abuse went on for, then the higher compensation that may be awarded. So that's the next stage. That can take anywhere between 30 minutes and an hour. It is just a case of me firing questions to you and you answering them. I type away, and then once it's done, I get it all typed up in a nice formal document, send it across to you. You read over it, make sure you're happy. When you are, sign it, send it back to us, and then that is the last hurdle before we get everything across to Redress. It would just be a case of waiting for them to give us a call and go from there.
Right.
So I've got some availability tomorrow, Michael, if you're available at all.
As long as it's afternoon, that's fine.
As long as it's what, sorry?
Long as it's in the afternoon, that's fine.
Afternoon, yep, not a problem. Is 2 p.m. okay for you?
That's brand new.
Yep, real, not a problem. I'll give you a call at 2 p.m. tomorrow, okay?
Right, no problem. Cheers.
All right, Michael, speak soon. Take care. Bye bye now.
Right, bye. Right.